Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Twitter, at Walters Rayan, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success, and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central, and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Today, we'll be looking at the House and Senate Democrats' planned bill to add 4 justices to the United States Supreme Court. There is a co-equal branch of government in the United States, between the 3 branches. 1, the executive, commonly known as the White House, and the cabinet, of course. The Congress, which is made up of 2 bodies, a bicameral legislature, the House of Representatives, which is the lower house, and the upper house, the House of Senate. And of course, the judiciary, which is the Supreme Court, which is the highest court. As it stands, there are 9 members of the Supreme Court, and it is highly likable that the Democrats control Congress, both houses, the Senate and Representative, will take step to introduce a bill to add 4 additional justices to the Supreme Court. In recent years, listeners, the Supreme Court was highly politicized by then-President Donald Trump, who added 3 justices in 1 term. We knew the wranglings of the Supreme Court took center stage at the back end of President Barack Obama's 2nd term, when, after the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalise, Barack Obama, then-President, brought a nomination to the 4th, but the then Senate, controlled by the Republican Mitch McConnell leader, they did not give Obama's nominee a hearing. That person is now the United States Attorney General Merrick Garland. He did not even get a chance to sit before the Senate for any form of interview, more so any form of acknowledgement of his nomination. The Republican at that time stated that it is immoral and ethical for a sitting president to appoint a Supreme Judge, given that it's a lifetime appointment, in the final year of their term. Rather, the president who wins the election, that was between Donald Trump and then Secretary Hillary Clinton, in 2016, should be given the chance to appoint. Of course, Donald Trump historically got 3 Supreme Court justices lifetime appointment. The composition of the Supreme Court then was what we refer to today as very much partisan. Whichever president appoints a Supreme Court justice, that person is dubbed as a Trump appointee, are an Obama appointee, or a Bush appointee, and it goes like that. And so it was seen as a 4-5 conservative majority, where the conservative appointments were 5 justices, and the liberals, or the Democrats, appointed 4. We knew just before the election was held last year, that's the presidential election, civil rights justice Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she passed away, and The Republicans somehow forgot what they stood for 4 years prior to that when they blocked Merrick Garland from an hearing. They took up Trump's appointee, right? Amy Coney Barrett. And they actually rammed her nomination through. Of course, their majority prevailed and she was appointed as a Supreme Court justice with a lifetime appointment. And so the Democrats are now in control of both houses of Congress and, of course, the White House. And they seem to be taking steps to add 4 additional justices to the Supreme Court, moving the number from 9 to 13. What this will do is to ensure that there is a balance of power in the Supreme Court, right? So the Congressional Democrats plans to unveil legislation expanding the size of the Supreme Court, adding to 3 additional sources familiar with the closely held measure. Now, this bill would add 4 seats to the High Court, as I said before, bringing the total to 13 from the current 9. This bill is led by House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, Subcommittee Chair Hank Johnson, and freshman Rep. Mondaire Jones. In the Senate, the bill is being championed by Ed Markey of Massachusetts. And we know this is going to have serious implications for how justices and justice in general will operate in the United States. And the truth is that these Supreme Court justices, they are highly politicized. Because, for example, the Republicans currently hold 6 seats, as I mentioned before, while the Democrats hold just 3. Republicans were able to solidify control of the court under former President Donald Trump after first refusing to advance Merrick Garland's nomination under former President Barack Obama and then confirming Justice Neil Gorsuch after Trump's election. Then after Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in September 2020, Republicans threw out the procedures they had previously embraced and confirmed Justice Amy Coney Barrett in a matter of weeks. After Trump's nomination of Coney Barrett, then Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer faced pressure to stop her confirmation by any means necessary. When those myriad opinions fell short and Coney Barrett was pushed through, the conversation turned to expanding the court. Not only do these extremist judges threaten more than a century of progressive achievements, read a letter to Schumer by 20 New York elected officials, they threaten to foreclose the possibility of any future progress under a Democratic administration. But after Democrats lost races, they hope to have win in Maine, North Carolina, and Iowa. Some Democratic strategists argue that the talk of court packing and ending the filibuster had inspired more Republicans to vote, and discussion of the move was shelved. So where we are now, it is really a wait and see game. I believe that the Democrats undoubtedly will be pushing in the direction of adding additional justices to the court. If you can recall that during the presidential elections, especially when they were having the battle among the Democratic candidate to choose a nominee, Joe Biden did not give a direct answer as to whether or not he would have added more justices to the court. Instead, he somewhat downplayed that question. But now there seemed to be a bipartisan approach. There seemed to be a quiet volcanic eruption that is about to occur in terms of how justice is meted out. And truly, you know, the life can be made or break in the Supreme Court of certain fundamental rights, fundamental changes, both immigration, healthcare, education, and of course, the economy in the United States. And so it is for us to watch, wait, and see what is going to be unraveled But I'm of the strong opinion that these judges will be added, and it is to see if their lifetime appointment will be an issue. You just imagine you adding a judge like Justice Amy Barrett in her early 40s, and she have a lifetime appointment. Life lend us breath 50 years from now. She's still competent, capable, and strong enough to sit. She will change. She will have 50 plus years. That's over five decades of impact on the judiciary. And that is what is the bone of contention as it is in the United States right now. We'll be keeping a close eye. We'll be keeping a close ear to the ground for the latest on this new development. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more programs that you love.